New poetry, second reading. The Plague. As the dusk struggled to implore the sun not to desert its language and being, a cloud formed a halo around its disk and held it there, desperate for noon light. A plague-like blackness threatened land and time, to cut up its people and tradition into saleable anonymous plots. Little spots of black plague on beauty's hope spread its dusk below the weary sun, until all was shadow, stark betrayal. Don't look there, it used to be a warm hearth, now embracing nothing but coming cold. The sun glances down on its long lost day, slides from the cloud, its face a deathly grey. The Medal. A supplicant praying to knowledge, he had stopped on the snowy shoulder of Pimlimon, pulled his mini to one side off the road, and for a long while looked at the white and silent landscape. He had driven home from Oxford with a shining medal, the culmination of all his hopes, and had rapidly reached the winding and ancient Wye Valley of his ancestors, labourers tied to the land for centuries. He had sprung out of that earth. He had reached the borders of Wales at dusk, and had driven into a silhouette of black mountains. The familiar winding road was a beauty to drive on. Underneath the gigantic trees, his ancestors transfigured, still held by soil. The snow began to fall, and a light covering spread across the road, a supplication to silence, prayer for enlightenment at the EDCL. He stopped in a small town when he saw the light of a shop that sold his staple food, and ate there for a while, eating the peasants' fried fish and chipped potatoes with the luxury of an egg pickled in vinegar. The shining medal looked on in puzzlement and disdain. It was destined for better things than that. The snow fell more heavily, the road took on the aspect of a priest clad in white raiment, lightening the darkness of a great cathedral. He pushed the little mini as hard as it would go, sliding around the corners of a tortuous road on the way to Rhyadr. On one side loomed a giant ridge, vaguely present, vaguely felt. He had to get through the mountains before the snow became too heavy. The supplicant hoped that the people back in the EDCL would be proud of the shining medal with a countenance like the Mabinogi, a god with a bronze face. Perhaps they would let him stay there after all, and not lock him out in the winter life forever. After a wild drive, the little car sped past the George Borough Hotel and crested the shoulder. Below was a winding descent into the Rheidol Valley. He had done this descent on a bike and had ridden in autumn time madly to the floor of the valley, bones intact. But this was midwinter. After basking in the snow and darkness for a long while, he looked at the shining face of the bronze god, eyes held low and averted so as not to offend him. It was a magical countenance, and he felt sure that they would let him stay at the EDCL and not throw him into the perpetual snow and ice. This was indeed the answer, and with a sudden snap he shut the case and sped on the descent like a downhill skier. The little car slid around the road but did not fall away into a chasm. By the time the floor of the valley cushioned the wild fall, the snow had gone. The magic of the Mabinogi had disappeared. He arrived near midnight in a deserted EDCL and found nothing but a letter placed on his desk, colder than any ice or snow.